Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show today on this Wednesday, October 8th, 2025 on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. 63 degrees again on this Wednesday, October 8th. We're past hump day now. It's past 5 o'clock. You made it halfway through the week. It's all downhill from here. So we got this. And the months are chugging along. October 8th already, huh? Got some 30-degree weather coming at us the next two nights. Nice little chill in the air. Felt it this morning. That cool front moving in, and looks like it's really going to hit us tonight. It's down to 63 degrees now, so already starting. Lots of stuff in the National. Did you see that they arrested the individual who started the Palisades fire out in California that caused that wild, massive destruction? It's going to be an interesting trial to pin all that because, I mean, you're talking billions of dollars of damage. And but law enforcement keeps on it and arrested someone, and we'll see where that trial goes. Could you imagine just being so callous that you carelessly started something like that that ruined the lives of thousands? Ruin the lives of thousands and a world event simply because you are a criminal looking to do damage. And look what you did. Look what you did. So we're going to follow that as that moves on. Now, one of the things, and we talk about when we talk about the app, the Odyssey app, the free Odyssey app, and we talk about all these things. You know, I often say the Google Play Store or your Apple App Store. Well, if you have an Android or Google phone, you may be in for some changes. Google's Play Store shakeup looms after a Supreme Court refuses to delay overhaul of the monopoly. Google has been insulated from the order while trying to overturn it. And the monopoly verdict, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the attempt in a decision issued 2 months ago. So it looks like there may be some changes to the Google Play Store. The Supreme Court on Monday refused to protect Google from a year-old order requiring the major makeover of its Android App Store that's designed to unleash more competition against the system, and a jury declared an illegal monopoly. The rebuff delivered in a one-sentence decision by the Supreme Court means Google will soon have to start an overhaul of its Play Store for the apps running the Android software that power most smartphones that compete against Apple's iPhone in the U.S. You'd have to wonder if iPhone is the next target because their App Store is pretty much the same thing. Among other changes, U.S. District Judge James Donato last October ordered Google to give its competitors access to its entire inventory of Android apps and also make those alternative options available for download from the Play Store. In a filing last month, Google told U.S. Supreme Court that Donato's order would expose the Play Store's more than 100 million U.S. users to enormous security and safety risks by enabling stores that stock malicious, deceptive, or pirated content to proliferate. Google also said it faced an October 22nd deadline to begin complying with the judge's order if the Supreme Court didn't grant its request for a stay. The Mountain View, California company was seeking the protection while pursuing a last-ditch attempt to overturn the December 2023 jury verdict that condemned the Play Store as an abusive monopoly. In a statement, Google said it would continue to fight in the Supreme Court while submitting to what it believed is a problematic order. The changes ordered by the U.S. District Court will jeopardize users' ability to safely download apps, Google warned. And yet, you have to wonder yourself, does Google, because of this order, intentionally leave things vulnerable for its users? And as an end user, which I'm not, I'm an Apple person, an iPhone person, basically because of its security features. You know, I went to all Macs, iPads, and iPhones is what I've always had since my flip phone day before I got the iPhone 3. You know, just talking about it the other day. iPhone 3 was my first iPhone. And before that, it was, in fact, the flip phone because I didn't want anything to do with but calls. But then, you know, the world got in the way and here we are. And even now, I mean, it's not a spoiled thing because now I carry an iPhone 10 or the XS Max, which is basically their version of a 10. So I think the phone I have now is 8 years old and the battery has its times, but it still functions the way I need it to. So there's no reason to get one of these fancy new $1,200 new phones that takes fancy pictures and does some great things. But for the most part, it does what I need it to do. So why spend the extra money? Just the way I am. But you have to wonder here, does Google, because they're saying this is a vulnerability and security issue, do they purposely, I don't think they'll put any of their users in harm's way because that's just bad business, but enough to say, see, we told you so type thing. And you have to wonder. Google has been insulated from the order while trying to overturn the monopoly verdict, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the attempt in a decision 2 months ago. In its filing with the Supreme Court, Google ordered it was being unfairly turned into a supplier and distributor for would-be rivals. Donato concluded, that's the judge, that digital walls shielding the Play Store from competition needed to be torn down to counteract a pattern of abusive behavior. The conduct and enabled Google to reap billions of dollars in annual profits, primarily from its exclusive control of payment processing systems that collected a 15 to 30% fee on in-app transactions. Those commissions were then the focal point of an antitrust lawsuit that video game maker Epic Games filed against Google in 2020, setting up a month-long trial in San Francisco federal court that culminated in the jury's monopoly verdict. Epic, the maker of Fortnite game, lost a similar antitrust case targeting Apple's iPhone App Store, even though the U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers concluded that iPhone App Store wasn't an illegal monopoly. She ordered Apple to begin allowing links to alternative payment systems as part of the shakeup that resulted in the company being held in civil contempt of court earlier this year. So it's already, Apple's already been down this road. In a post, the Epic CEO, Tom Sweeney, applauded the Supreme Court for clearing the way for consumers to choose alternate app payment choices without fees, scare screens, and friction. Although the Play Store changes will likely dent Google's profit, the company makes most of its money from digital ad networks that's anchored by its dominant search engine, Google, which we all kind of know and are used to. The pillars of the anti-internet empire that has been under attack on the other legal fronts. As part of the case brought by the U.S. Justice Department, both Google's search engine and part of its advertising technology were declared illegal monopolies as well. Federal judge in the search engine case earlier this year rejected a proposal to break up outlined by the Justice Department, a decision that was widely seen as a reprieve for Google. The government is now seeking to break up Google in the advertising technology case during proceedings that are scheduled to wrap up with the closing arguments on November 17th in Alexandria, Virginia. So Google search engine might be going through some changes too. And it looks like the end user here is not going to see many changes as far as the Google Play Store. But you have to wonder, since safety and security of their network, the apps that are being downloaded to your phone. One of the big things about Apple and the Apple App Store is all their apps are screened into their criteria to when you put them on the phone, there's very little chance of corruption to happen. So that's a good thing for us, the end user. But if you have that monopoly on it, you could charge whatever fees you want for people to download and use payment systems. Well, there's a different story there. And I do know that Apple now has several different pay methods that you could use, which apparently, reading these decisions, avoided them from being declared a monopoly here. But make no mistake, lawsuits are lawsuits, and they will continue. And we will find out if Google, the search engine Google, which there are many other options. I mean, I like Google, and then you have Chrome, and then you have Safari, and you have DuckDuckGo. And there's so many different avenues you could take now to where are some better than others? Sure. Are you just more familiar with them? That's probably more the case. But we will see as we move forward with that. But if a large portion of you do have those Android phones, some people just stay away from Apple, and that's fine. That's your preference. But you may see some minor changes coming up based on this lawsuit. It's 521 here at WILK. Let me tell you about the Good Feet store located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard across from the Olive Garden. They make it easier than ever to feel your best. And I've had these inserts in my shoes for over 2 years now. I switch them from my sneakers to my sandals to my summer shoes, my Hey Dudes slip-ons, to wherever it goes. My boots in the winter, they fit in all. What I love about them is they're proudly made here in the USA, and they're immediately available. So you can experience the same difference that I did today with a free test walk. So why wait to feel better? You could visit them at 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 across from the Olive Garden. Call them at 570-534-0980 or check them out online at goodfeet.com, because you're not going anywhere without Good Feet. You're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 526, 62 degrees. Is it me, or does it seem to be an increase of domestic incidents in our area? Not just one county or the other, just Northeast Pennsylvania. The other day we talked about the Pittston superintendent who came home after drinking and allegedly, as per the reports, assaulted his wife, choked her. There's still the question of how he got home if he was drunk. Was he dropped off? Did he drive himself as a Pittston area superintendent? I think it would be, it's bad enough, the domestic violence allegations, but if he was possibly driving intoxicated in his community, that adds a whole other thing to it. And today we get the story of a Scott Township man who attacked his partner after a day of drinking. Scott Township man who had been drinking all day attacked his partner who attempted to stop him from driving, police charge. Philip Mercante told police that Robert Dunlop, his partner, struck and choked him after a day of heavy drinking and not eating, according to the criminal complaint. Mercante told officers he believed Dunlop had consumed a half a bottle of vodka. Dunlop, 39, began arguing and smashing things throughout the house, Mercante told police. When Dunlop demanded his keys, Mercante refused to give them to him, doing the right thing. Dunlop attacked him. Mercante told police Dunlop had a history of drunk driving. Officers noted Mercante had marks on his neck consistent with the claim that Dunlop had choked him. Mercante drove himself to Geisinger Community Medical Center to be treated. The incident happened Sunday at 11 p.m. Now, Dunlop was arrested and released on $20,000 unsecured bail. And a preliminary hearing is scheduled for 10:15 a.m. on October 17th. This is very similar. I mean, different dynamics here. Here's two individuals in Scott Township, partners. Philip Mercante and Robert Dunlop get into a domestic dispute over drinking, attempting to drive, and an assault that includes choking takes place. Very similar, if not almost identical, to the superintendent from Pittston allegedly coming home intoxicated, getting into an altercation with his wife, choking her, and then police needing to be called for that domestic allegation. Both incidents, there could possibly, well, here the person was trying to drive, and thankfully their partner stopped them. And in the case of the superintendent from Luzerne County in Pittston, how do we don't know how that individual got home while allegedly drinking. Did he drive himself? That's still one of the unknown questions that I hope. I think it's past criminal allegations at this point because there's really no way they could prove it. But I really hope that his employer, who is in charge of the safety, welfare, and well-being of children, the Pittston School District, takes a strong look at how he got home. You know, you'd not be able to charge him criminally for that matter after the fact, but they can indeed hold him accountable as far as his job goes if the preponderance of the evidence shows that he did very well drive his vehicle while possibly intoxicated. But here's two incidents, very similar, both involving vehicles, both involving drinking and domestic abuse. Is it increasing in our area? Is it going? Is it always been, and we're just getting it reported more? If you're the victim of domestic violence, it very rarely, if ever, stops. So if you think things are going to get better, if you think, well, they were just angry or they were just drunk, no. If that's the way they're acting when they're just drunk, if that's the way they're acting when they're just angry, then that's the way they are going to act when they get like that. And a lot of oftentimes, it's not you or anything you did, it's them. It's their issue, and that's one of the issues with domestic violence. And domestic violence is, by its very nature, usually with people we care about and love. And it's hard, it's tough to make decisions that are going to hold them accountable. But just be known that these situations without intervention very rarely solve themselves. So if you think things are going to get better, if you are a victim anyway of domestic violence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you need to seek help, seek support, and seek advice. And if need be, and immediately seek law enforcement's assistance. You are not put on this earth to be someone's punching bag. You are not put on this earth to be choked by someone simply because they have something they can't deal with themselves. And realize that you don't need to be in that position. And you may seem, in a lot of cases, that there's no other alternatives. There's always alternatives. And there's always someone out there that can help you in that situation. So don't be afraid to make that call. If you're listening to my voice now and you've been the victim of domestic abuse and you're thinking or wondering or worrying when's the next time that going to happen, you don't need to live like that. And the help is out there. So just realize that, because I'm seeing more and more of these stories here. And these are just two in the past 2 days, very similar. It's 3:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So as we talked about a little earlier in the show, you do have the Phillies playing tonight just after 9 o'clock for their do or die for them. But the Yankees were in a bit of it last night, and Aaron Judge helped brought back the Yankee season back from a dead and back from the dead in an amazing Game 3 comeback. For better or worse, the Yankees so often go to Aaron Judge goes. And so too does the monumentous swing to come back from the dead, courtesy of their captain, who performed CPR to breathe life into their season and his own postseason legacy. In the game, the Yankees once trailed by 5 runs in the third inning, staring down elimination. Judge crushed a towering 3-1 shot high off the left field foul pole to tie the game in the fourth inning. The signature playoff moment that Judge had been missing opened the floodgates as Jazz Chisholm Jr. followed with a home run of his own in an inning later, giving the Yankees their first lead of the series and sending them on their way to a 9-6 win over the Blue Jays in Game 3 of the ALDS on Tuesday night in the Bronx. Couldn't have happened in a better place. And actually, one of the texters from earlier today said he was at the game. Good for you. It must have been monumentous. I know we're kind of down there early, but the energy in that dugout and what we were bringing was we knew we were going to go out there and just leave it all in the field, Judge said. We knew we were going to try and come back there, and getting a chance to tie it up like that, I like our chances going into, especially with our bullpen and our guys down there in a way the offense has kind of been rolling. On the night when the Blue Jays raced out to an early 6-1 lead, the Yankees' bullpen delivered 6 2/3 shutout innings to extend the season and make sure Judge's moonshot mattered. Fernando Cruz, 4 outs. Camilo Doval, 3 outs. Tom Hill, 4 outs. And Devin Williams, 4 outs. Proved the bridge for David Bednar, who delivered a 5-out save. Judge's dramatic game-tying homer, which set the sellout crowd of 47,399 into pandemonium, punctuated an all-around standout game from potential third-time MVP. He went 3-for-4 with a double, home run, walk, and 4 RBIs, and 3 runs, and added a terrific diving catch to top it off in the 5th at a time when the Blue Jays had their go-ahead run at second base. This just makes for good baseball. Listen, I'm not a big baseball fan, but I have plenty in the groups that I am part of. Diehard Yankee fans, friends of mine who work in the Bronx in law enforcement and are now retired and go to the games regularly, friends who work the games. One of the best memories I've had at Yankee Stadium is the old Yankee Stadium. And was working one of the World Series games. Couldn't even tell you which one. I was in narcotics at the time. And I happened to be assigned to one of the worst places you could be assigned to at Yankee Stadium. I was right in front of the main entrance, right in front. And good thing I was there because, you know, it's where all the VIPs pulled up and were dropped off. And the player parking lot is right across the street to where they had a fenced in. That's where the players and VIPs park there. But I remember the police commissioner showing up. I remember the mayor showing up. And the fire commissioner showed up. And at the time, Fire Commissioner Von Essen, he was the fire commissioner during 9/11, had multiple small children. And I happened to be just standing there when his car pulled up and he got out with his family, his wife and his three or four small children. So I saw what they were wearing. I got a quick glimpse of them because they got out right in front of me. Well, one of the kids, because of the crowds in front of Yankee Stadium on a World Series game, you can imagine, one of the kids wandered off, and the family, as you can imagine, in his detail, went into panic. Thankfully, I happened to see what the child was wearing. So rather than just looking for a small child wearing, you know, in a general description, you know, I physically looked at the kid when he got out of the car, so I knew exactly what I was looking for. And 5 or 10 minutes later, I ended up seeing him standing in a crowd, wandering around a little bit off, walked up to him, got him, and brought him back. Reunited him with the fire commissioner of New York City, thanked me, wife thanked me, gave me a hug, family back in. And I didn't even really notice, but he did take note of my name. He goes inside, and I would say about a half hour later, the chief of the detail, the chief of the Yankee Stadium detail for the World Series comes out, finds another officer and asks, is there a Detective O'Donnell around? He points over at me. I'm giving directions to people, basically telling them where they're going. It's a very busy area right in front. And if you want to relax and have a good time, a busy area is not the best time to be. He comes out and he says, come with me. So I'm like, all right, what did I do? He takes me into the player's parking lot, which is behind Yankees private security. And he says, you're assigned here for the rest of the day, for the rest of the night. And I'm like, okay. And he says, you know, good job finding the fire commissioner's kid. He came and told the police commissioner. Police commissioner called me over, and they wanted to reward you for being, you know, so observant and knowing what you were looking for. And we're going to put you in here. And it was great. I didn't have to deal with anybody in the crowd. I was in a private parking lot fenced in by 20-foot-high fences with their own private security at the gate so no one could get in unless they were a VIP or player of the Yankees. Well, it turns out a whole lot of people park in that parking lot. I met Dave Winfield. I met Reggie Jackson, although Reggie Jackson is not allowed to park in the player's parking lot as per his ongoing feud with the Steinbrenners at the time. And again, this was many years ago. Who was the actress from Sex and the City, the blonde girl? Sarah Jessica Parker and her husband, Matthew Broderick, park in the player's parking lot. Danny DeVito parks in the player's parking lot. Billy Crystal parks in the player's parking lot. And I got to meet all these individuals. They were getting out of their car and walking in. And it was a nice time. It had nothing to do with baseball. And again, I'm not a big baseball fan, but it was an enjoyable evening. George Steinbrenner pulls into the player's parking lot, gets out, and I ended up walking him to the front office because he had to walk through the crowd to get to the front of the building. So I walked him in, and he stopped and started playing with two of our mounted horses, the NYPD mounted horses, because he's bought a whole bunch of them for the NYPD and donated them to the department. So he was asking if any of them were his and what their names were and such, and grabbed them by the reins. And it was interesting to watch him interact with the NYPD, George Steinbrenner. So it was a great night. So there's my little take on the World Series and the Yankees game. Not really baseball related, but was sort of. You know, I was there. It's 5:44 here at WILK. Let me tell you about my friends at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. If I can get it out without hitting the microphone. They're just an amazing family business, and that's what I wanted. I wanted a criteria of a local business, a family-run business, and a business that uses top-of-the-line equipment. And that Mitsubishi electric heat pump system that I have, just in the past 2 weeks, I've used both the heating element and the air conditioning unit, and they're both phenomenal. Very nice addition that has made the missus extremely happy now that she has her air conditioning in the house. Comfort is their business, and trust me, they mean it. We walked through everything. They scanned my rooms, told me exactly what size unit we needed, showed me what it would look like up on the wall. No surprises here. And when they came for installation, under 5 hours, it was all done, showing us how to use the remote control, showing us how to pop the cover open to use to clean the filters, and just everything about it. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors. And if you want to go Central AC, they are also trained premier comfort specialists. 24-7, 365 days a year service, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day, and again, those family values. Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, their names on everything. Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, and they treat you just as that. They're not a big corporation. They're not a subcontractor. Their name, Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, is there. So check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com, and see what they can do for your heating and air conditioning and HVAC needs. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio as we start to wrap things up on this Wednesday, October 8th, 2025. Remember that jailbreak from New Orleans where 10 inmates escaped? This is about 5 months ago. We talked about it during the time. They caught a few of them immediately, and then they caught a few more. Well, they have captured Derek Groves, the last fugitive from that New Orleans jailbreak involving 10 inmates, after nearly 5 months on the run in Atlanta. So all suspects that broke out during that jailbreak 5 months ago from New Orleans, remember there were some reports of an inside job, and, you know, here we are. The last suspect has been arrested in that case. So that's good being reported. That's some breaking news for you. So some good news bringing them to justice. Also, a lot of people are using those GLP-1 Ozempic type or the compound Ozempic type medications. But there's an unusual new side effect that the drugs like Ozempic, that's becoming increasingly common, and it's something that you should be aware of. There's been a lot of side effects to these, what they call GLP-1 weight loss drugs or type 2 diabetes drugs that are being used. More commonly, it's being used for weight loss. That's its growth, really. Although its purpose was type 2 diabetes because it helps control your glucose and your insulin levels. But new research suggests that the widely popular medication may also be throwing off critical medical imaging scans, interfering with doctors' ability to detect serious, even deadly diseases. Experts say this could lead to delayed diagnosis and treatment for some patients, while others might undergo tests and procedures they don't need in the first place because of the false positives that this is coming up. Now, again, originally developed as to treat type 2 diabetes, GLP-1 meds have become the sensation due to their powerful weight loss effects. In the U.S. alone, usage has jumped 700% between 2019 and 2023. These drugs mimic a natural hormone called GLP-1, which helps regulate blood sugar and appetite. They also boost insulin production, slow digestion, and make people feel full longer, helping them slim down in a record time. While these biological changes can improve your health, they may interfere with a PET CT scan, a tool doctors use to detect cancer and inflammatory disease. PET CT scans, or PET scans as they're also known, combine two powerful imaging tools to give doctors a detailed picture of what's happening to the body. The PET scan uses a radioactive substance called FDG that travels through the bloodstream and is absorbed by tissue. Cancer cells and other abnormal cells, like those involved in inflammation, soak up more FDG because they have a higher metabolic rate, according to the University of Connecticut Health. The PET scan detects the radiation emitted by the FDG, creating images that highlight where substance has collected, showing possible tumors or inflammation. The CT scan, meanwhile, provides detailed pictures of the organs, bones, and tissues where these hot spots may be. When combined, PET scans reveal the body's metabolic activity and its physical anatomy, helping doctors make diagnosis and track down new patients respond to treatment. But patients taking GLP-1s, doctors have observed unusual patterns of FDG, hot spots in the body that can mask signs of cancer or make healthy tissue look diseased. We noticed unusual uptake in one of the patients on GLP-1, which prompted a wider review across the network, said a doctor at medical director at Alliance Medical LTD in the UK and lead author of this new study. We found that these alter patterns are increasingly common, yet there currently are no national or international guidance on addressing the emergency use. Confusing scans could cause costly consequences. In the U.S., about 1 in 8 adults report having used GLP-1 medication like Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, according to a 2024 study by the Kaiser Family Foundation. We demand showing no signs of slowing. With demand showing no signs of slowing, more patients are likely to display the unusual patterns in PET scans. Especially concerning because cancer rates in the U.S. are rising, particularly among young adults, and early detection is crucial for successful treatment. And PET scan, anyone who has had a family member who's dealt with different types of cancers, PET scans are commonly used. The fact that this is masking and or giving false positives can cause a lot of issues. Doctors warn that misleading those FDG uptake patterns can lead to unnecessary tests, incorrect cancer staging, and dangerous delays in care. Recognizing the characteristic uptake associated with GLP-1 helps avoid unnecessary anxiety interventions, ensuring patients receive the right care. Could you imagine you're going for a PET scan to see if you have something, and you just happen to be on one of these GLP-1 medications, and right after your scan, your doctor calls you in and says, hey, we found what we believe is a mass of 3 or 4 different tumors in your body. Just imagine the mental stress that puts on you and your family and everything else. Here you are thinking you have cancer. And then if it's larger than it would be because of the GLP-1 medication, they may stage it at a 3-4 stage cancer when it may not be anything. So the fact they're catching on to this and the fact this is something new that they have to look out for just goes to show that you need to be 100% honest with your doctors, obviously. You should be. And just be aware that if you are on one of these GLP-1 medications and you get one of these screenings, let your doctor, tell them to look into this because, again, this is a new study coming out of the UK, seeing the correlation here. But just something else to be advised of. And consult with your doctor on if you find yourself using this medication and in need of a PET scan. So another advisory coming out. And there's a lot of others when it comes to this medication, but this one could be troublesome. Let me get our last NEPA premium perk out of the way. Enjoy this half-off deal for Haunted Woods of Council Cup. 2 tickets for the price of 1 for only $25. That's half off. Battle through zombie paintfall, endure haunted hayride, face the terrifying trail walk, and enter the brand new haunted house. The Haunted Woods of Council Cup is located in Wapwallopin. Visit getmyperks.com for all the details. And that's our last perks for the day. Let me see. Somebody said, oh, I thought the global warming was the cause of the fire in California, not some criminal setting fires. Go figure that, right? Remember when they were trying to tell us it was global warming that caused that? No, it was poor water management, poor forest management, and criminal setting fires. Go figure. I'm sure I already started pulling stories for tomorrow because there's lots happening. Supreme Court case due to an election that may be a of national repercussions, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. God bless, be safe, we'll see you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.